Guilford County Guide, text, U.S. House of Representatives. Guilford County voters are divided into three congressional districts. Vote for one candidate for the district where you live. See ncvoter.org/guide for more about your choices. Candidates are listed here in their order on the ballot. District 5 candidates. Virginia Fox, F-O-X-X, Republican. Member of Congress, first elected in 2004. Favors more domestic oil production. Protect the environment through private sector innovation. Opposes gun control. Radical policies like Medicare for All and federal mandates in education. Website, virginiafox.com. Chuck Hubbard, Democrat, believes Congress should prioritize working-class families, small businesses, and farms over corporations. Supports access to abortion and quality health care. Favors strong federal support for teachers, public schools, and access to high-speed broadband. Website, hubbardforcongress.com, and that's H-U-B-B-A-R-D. District 6 candidate, Addison McDowell, Republican. This candidate was unopposed until a late entry by Kevin Hayes of the newly formed North Carolina Constitution Party. Both men will be on the ballot. District 9 candidates. Shalane Etchison, E-T-C-H-I-S-O-N, unaffiliated, served 11 years in U.S. Army, Iraq, and Syria, etc. Supports congressional term limits, protecting voting rights, and combating gerrymandering. Opposes gun control and supports individual liberties, including a woman's right to abortion. Aims to bridge partisan divide to solve problems. Website, Etchison for Congress, FOR.com. Richard Hudson, Republican, member of Congress, first elected in 2012, wants to unleash American energy to lower costs for everyone and create jobs. Opposes access to abortion, gun control, and government masking mandates to fight COVID. Wants less taxes and regulation to help business. Website, richardhudson.org. Nigel William Bristow, B-R-I-S-T-O-W, Democrat. Former police detective and parole officer, now board chair of New Horizons Life and Family Services. Priorities, environmental justice and democracy issues, raise minimum wage, address climate crisis. Supports free community college classes for access to abortion and affordable health care. Website, NigelBristowForCongress.com, for is F-O-R. North Carolina General Assembly. The General Assembly in Raleigh has 50 members in the North Carolina Senate and 120 members in the North Carolina House who represent districts across the state. All members will be elected this year for a 2-year term. They adopt laws affecting health care, jobs, schools, taxes, racial justice, roads, voting, climate change, abortion, guns, and more. As in Congress, Democratic and Republican legislators often disagree on issues. Learn about the candidates seeking to represent your district at ncvoter.org/guide and vote 411. Those are the numbers 411. Vote411.org. Differences between Democratic and Republican candidates are illustrated by the party leaders' positions. Here's what North Carolina Senate leaders say. Example of different positions of Democratic versus Republican legislators in the General Assembly. Democratic Senate Leader Dan Blue. Stop giving corporate titans and millionaires tax cuts and invest that money in our public school teachers and students. Restore the earned income tax credit for working families. Stop the sale of assault weapons, enforce strict background checks, and enact strong red flag laws to keep vulnerable parties safe. Opposes U.S. Supreme Court's appeal, or rather repeal, of Roe v. Wade. Republican Senate Leader Phil Berger. Cut taxes on businesses and cut government regulation halting progress in the private economy. Increase the number of charter schools and funding for students to attend them. Do not restore the earned income tax credit for working families. Opposes an assault rifle ban and strong red flag laws. Supports U.S. Supreme Court's repeal of Roe v. Wade. General Assembly contests involving Guilford County voters. Find your NC House and Senate contest at ncvoter.org/guide and vote411.org. And those are the numbers 411. Senate District 26. Steve Luking, Democrat, versus Alvin Robinson, Constitution, versus Philip E. Berger, Republican. Senate District 27. Michael K. Garrett, Democrat, versus Paul Shoemaker, Republican. Senate District 28, Gladys A. Robinson, Democrat, unopposed. House District 57, Janice Davis, Republican, versus Tracy Clark, Democrat. House District 58, Amos Quick, Democrat, unopposed. House District 59, Tanisha Dukes, Democrat, versus Alan Branson, Republican. House District 60, Joseph Perotta, Republican, versus Cecil Brockman, Democrat. House District 61, Crystal T. Davis, Republican, versus Mary Pricey Harrison, Democrat. House District 62, Marjorie Benbow, Democrat, versus John M. Blust, Republican. Choose your local officials. Guilford County Board of Commissioners. The County Commission adopts the budget for schools and other agencies and it oversees land use, affordable housing, transit options, conservation programs, the health department, and many other vital services. Voters living in four districts elect their board members this year. Find your district at ncvoter.org/guide. District 4 candidates. Tony Jacobelli, Republican, and that's spelled J-A-C-O-B-E-L-L-I. This candidate did not have a website at the time of publication. Mary Beth Murphy, Democrat, now serves on Board of County Commissioners, 18-year career as middle and high school social studies teacher in Greensboro, says, witnessing firsthand the stark differences in resources and opportunities available to students fueled my commitment to equity in education. Goal: every child should have access to quality education. Website: electmarybeth.com. District 5 candidates. Reese Walker, Republican. This candidate did not have a website at the time of publication. Carly Cook, Democrat, now serves on the Board of County Commissioners, would continue to invest in public education, improve staff pay and facilities, and address learning gaps caused by the pandemic. Supports mobile clinics and every baby Guilford to eliminate racial disparities in infant mortality. Emphasizes workforce training and infrastructure development. Website, elect Carly Cook, and Cook is spelled COOKE.com. Maritza Gomez, Republican, and that's spelled M-A-R-I-T-Z-A, Gomez, G-O-M-E-Z, wants to lower taxes and incentivize business growth and investment, opposes gun control, says Guilford County is currently experiencing a massive crime wave fueled by Democrats' soft-on-crime policies. Provide funds for law enforcement. Website, MaritzaGomez.com. Brandon Gray Hill, Democrat. G-R-A-Y-H-I-L-L. Now serves on Board of County Commissioners, says he is working to create a Guilford County that welcomes and supports all people. Previously served as vice chair of the County Democratic Party and ran for state legislature. Website, BrandonGrayNC.com. District 8 candidate. Skip Alston, Democrat. This candidate is unopposed. Superior Court Judge. Two positions. Superior Court judges handle cases involving felony crimes, civil disputes in excess of $25,000, and appeals from district courts that hear lesser crimes and disputes. Guilford County is served by several Superior Court judges elected by district for 8-year terms. This year, county voters living in District 24B and 24E will elect judges. District 24B candidates. Georgia Nixon, Republican. Former district attorney, now in private practice, has served 3 terms on Jamestown City Council. Volunteered as a teen court judge in High Point, and served on numerous civic boards. Wants to use her experience and knowledge of the law to be the best judge she could be. Website, nixon4judge.com, and four is spelled F-O-R. Stephanie Reese, Democrat. Current District 24B Superior Court Judge. Previously served as Assistant District Attorney and has taught at 2 law schools in the Triad. She says, I am running to ensure that every individual's rights are protected and that justice is served impartially. Website, reese4nc.com. And 4 is spelled out, F-O-R. District 24E candidate, Tonya A. Cutchin, Democrat. This candidate is unopposed. Guilford County Board of Education. The 9-member Board of Education hires the school superintendent and oversees finances, pupil placement, school policies, and curriculum choices. This year, voters living in districts 1, 3, 5, and 7 elect their members of the school board. District 1 candidate. T. Diane Bellamy Small, that's B-E-L-L-A-M-Y dash Small, Democrat. This candidate is unopposed. District 3 candidates, Bill Goebel, G-O-E-B-E-L, unaffiliated. Served briefly on the Board of Education. Owns training and management company. Puts emphasis on conservative principles and common sense leadership. Supports charter schools and vouchers. Website, goebelnc.com. Michael Logan, Republican, now serves on Board of Education, was a Guilford County school teacher for 26 years. He says, we have created an education system with standards so low that students can't learn the truth. He says, help us fight for our students and families. Website, Logan for School Board, and that's F-O-R, loganforschoolboard.com. David Coates, Democrat, spelled C-O-A-T-E-S. Former school board attorney in another city. He says, prioritize the potential of every child and physical and emotional safety. Wants attractive pay for teachers and staff, and accountability for student achievement. Website, davidcoates.org. District 5 candidates. Kara Townsend, Donor, Republican, spelled D-O-H-N-E-R. Former policy advisor for Governor Pat McCrory. She says behavioral health is an issue overtaking our schools. resources are needed to address this issue. Make student safety and learning a priority. Expect transparency and accountability. Website, caradonor.com. Deborah Napper, N-A-P-P-E-R, Democrat, now serves on the Board of Education and is a registered nurse. Supports creating a safe learning environment for all students and the renovation of school facilities. Supports adding more counselors and social workers to help students and families. Website, facebook.com/Deborah Napper, 4, 5, Deborah Napper, 4D5. District 7 candidate, Betty T. Jenkins, Democrat, now serves on the Board of Education, supports initiatives promoting career development and technical education, supports school safety awareness programs, as well as better pay for teachers and staff. Website, Jenkins4District7.com, and those are the numbers 4 and the number 7. Jenkins4District7.com. Karen Coble Albright, A-L-B-R-I-G-H-T, Republican. This candidate did not have a website at the time of publication. Other local contests on the Guilford County ballot. These candidates are running unopposed. North Carolina District Court Judges, District 24. Seat 3, Ashley Watlington Sims. Seat 5, Walter W. Tripp Baker III. Seat 7, Angela C. Foster. Seat 9, Tabitha Holliday. Seat 11, Bill Davis. Seat 13, Brian Tomlin. Seat 4, Caroline Tomlinson Pemberton. Seat 6, Michelle Fletcher. Seat 8, Angela Angie Bullard Fox. Seat 10, Charlene Y. Armstrong. Seat 12, Kelvin Smith. Seat 14, Tomikio S. Gauss. Guilford County Register of Deeds, Jeff L. Thigpen. Soil and Water Conservation District Supervisor, Ray Briggs. Questions for you at the end of your ballot. Change the North Carolina Constitution? The North Carolina Constitution now specifies that a person born in the U.S. or naturalized is entitled to vote. At the end of your ballot is this question. Do you want to change the wording to say, quote, only a citizen of the U.S., unquote, is entitled to vote? Yes or no? Increase sales tax. Should the sales tax in Guilford County increase by 0.25 cents from 6.75% to 7.0% as in Forsyth County to provide funds intended to support better pay for teachers and school workers? Yes or no? Three ways to vote. 1. Early voting, October 17th to November 2nd. This is the most popular way to vote. It offers flexible days and places for voting. You can register and vote at the same time at early voting sites. Find them listed in this guide. Election day number 2, November 5th, 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Vote at your precinct's designated polling place. Find your polling place and review your personal ballot at ncvoter.org/lookup. Number 3, vote by mail. This is more complicated than in 2020. You will need 2 witnesses or a notary when you vote, plus mail a copy of your ID or other paperwork. Follow the directions very carefully. Act early and allow for slow mail. See ncvoter.org/absentee. 4 tips for voting. Number 1, bring an acceptable photo ID, like a North Carolina driver's license. It's okay if the address is out of date. Many student IDs are good. If you don't have an acceptable ID, you can still vote. Ask the poll worker for an ID exception form. Number 2, take a list of your candidate choices on paper or on your phone to help you remember. But don't take photos in the poll. That's prohibited. Number 3, if you have a disability, you can get help to vote from anyone you choose, except your employer or a union agent. Or you can vote curbside in a car. Number 4, people with a felony conviction can register and vote after serving their full sentence, including probation. See ncvoter.org/felony. Use an early voting location, October 17th through November 2nd. Guilford County voters can vote at any of the locations that I will be listing during early voting. You can use same-day registration to register and vote during early voting, but not on election day. Go to ncvoter.org/register and look at the last section for more information. All voting sites are open for early voting weekdays, Monday through Friday, October 17th through November 1st, from 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, October 19th and October 26th, the sites will be open 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And on Sunday, October 27th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday, November 2nd, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Here is the list of early voting locations. Number 1, Old Courthouse Conference Room, 301 West Market Street, Greensboro, 27401. Number 2, Ag Center Barn, 3309 Burlington Road, Greensboro, 27405. Number 3, Allen J. Recreation Center, 1073 East Springfield Road, High Point, 27263. Number 4, Barber Park Pavilion, 1500 Barber Park Drive, Greensboro, 27401. 5, Brown Rec Center, 302 East Vandalia Road, Greensboro, 27406. Number 6, Burr Mill Club, 5834 Burr Mill Club Road, Greensboro, 27410. 7, Charlotte H. Brown Kimball Hall, 6134 Burlington Road, Gibsonville, 27249. Number 8, Craft Recreation Center, 3911 Yanceyville Street, Greensboro, 27405. Number 9, Deep River Recreation Center, 1529 Skeet Club Road, High Point, 27265. Number 10, Gateway Research Park, 5900 Summit Avenue, Browns Summit, 27214. Number 11, Gibsonville Community Center, 314 10th Street, Gibsonville, 27249. Number 12, Coliseum Special Events Center, 1921 West Gate City Boulevard, Greensboro, 27403. 13, Griffin Recreation Center, 5301 Hilltop Road, Greensboro, 27407. 14, GTCC Cameron Campus, 7908 Leebourne Road, Colfax, 27235. 15, Jamestown Town Hall, 301 East Main Street, Jamestown, 27282. Number 16, Leonard Recreation Center, 6324 Ballinger Road, Greensboro, 27410. 17, Lewis Recreation Center, 3110 Forest Lawn Drive, Greensboro, 27455. 18, North Carolina A&T University Dudley Building, 202 University Circle, Greensboro, 27411. Number 19, Northeast Park, 3441 Northeast Park Drive, Gibsonville, 27249. Number 20, North Guilford Middle School, 616 Simpson Calhoun Road, Greensboro, 27455. 21, Oak Ridge Town Hall, 8315 Linville Road, Oak Ridge, 27310. 22, Community Center, 5024 Alliance Church Road, Pleasant Garden, 27313. 23, Roy Culler Senior Center, 921 East Chester Drive, number 1230. High Point, 27262. 24, Stokesdale Town Hall, 8325 Angel Pardue Road, Stokesdale, 27357. Number 25, Community Center, 5404 Centerfield Road, Summerfield, 27358. Number 26, Trotter Active Adult Center, 3906 Betula Street, Greensboro, 27407. 27, UNCG Kaplan Wellness Center, 1301 Westgate City Boulevard, Greensboro, 27403. Number 28, Washington Terrace Park, 101 Garden Street, that's Gordon Street, High Point, 27260.